Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
With just a few short weeks to go before Leaving Cert results and CAO offers are out, already students' unions are warning that the pressure on student accommodation is likely to be very significant this year. Brian O'Connell has been speaking to some of them for us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Philip.
There isn't really an August in living memory, is there, that this hasn't been an issue?
I think I've done one of these reports every year for the past few years, well, particularly in the last decade. Usually the main scramble wouldn't begin until after Leaving Cert results, which are due out in about a week and a half. But just from observing online accommodation pages, you can see students are finding it difficult already to try and get reasonably priced accommodation. It's not just in the main urban centres too. I've noticed this is an issue now in more regional areas also. Today, several students' unions put a call out for more digs-type accommodation. I suppose they're trying to entice homeowners to consider this, but we know sometimes this kind of accommodation isn't fully compatible with student life. The answer here really is more purpose-built student accommodation. I did ask government how their targets around this are coming along, so I'll bring you that in a while.
Let us start outside of the main cities in Donegal.
Well, as I said, we're used to hearing of significant challenges in cities like Galway, Cork, Limerick, Dublin, but the student union president of Atlantic Technology University in Donegal issued a warning that already they're experiencing very significant shortages. He's hearing of students preparing to commute large distances in the upcoming academic year because simply they can't get anywhere to stay. This is Kevin Sweeney.
We're finding it very hard to find properties for our students every year. We're relying a lot on digs.
Just give me a sense there when you say there's particular pressures this year. Can you give me a sense of it?
As the Leaving Cert results and the CAO offers are coming out later each summer, there's only, if even, 3 weeks before the start of college and when they get their Leaving Cert results. So they're under a lot of pressure to find somewhere. There's just next to no properties available for them to find.
The properties which were available in previous years, what's happened to them?
A lot of the landlords and accommodation providers that we had, they've kept their students and their students are staying again for this year. But we have a new cohort of students coming in first years every year, over 1,000, and there's no properties available for them. We've had a lot of accommodation providers drop out in the last few years, decided to just stop providing accommodation to students and are taking in a lot of families and things now. So the students are kind of, they're getting the last of the barrel.
In terms of price then, because obviously where there is limited supply, it's going to have an impact on price.
Donegal is probably one of the cheaper areas in the country to stay if you're a student. They're upping the prices because they know the students are desperate for them. And a few years ago, you'd get somewhere to stay for less than €100 a week. And now you're looking at €120. So we're working at a national level with lots of other student unions for a TU borrowing policy. So this framework would allow the technological universities to borrow money off the government to build the likes of purpose-built student accommodation. Mm-hmm. There's no framework in place for us to borrow money like that.
You asked the Department of Education about that suggestion that the TUs might be allowed to borrow.
Yes, and they said the Department of Further Education said a technology university sector is working closely with the department and the Higher Education Authority to develop a student accommodation programme. So they're looking at mechanisms for funding and the delivery of that accommodation for the sector. So they're looking into it.
OK, let's go to the two big cities, Cork and Dublin. I would imagine pressure is as bad as ever.
Well, before we hear from Dublin, there's a new initiative, as I said, launched today to try and entice more people to offer up digs type accommodation. Let's hear about the situation in Cork, Philip, because Katie Halpin-Hill is student union president in UCC. And she says while there have been some new purpose-built student blocks in Cork City, she feels some of these are now out of financial reach of many students and they're targeted more, she feels, at overseas students, given the rent that's been charged.
We're looking at a national deficit of about 30,000 beds. In Cork last year, between the accommodation office and ourselves at the student union, we were looking at about 60 queries a day from students. We're in a situation where landlords can charge, you know, whatever they want, really, and students are so desperate that they'll take it. So we're hearing stories of students, you know, skipping meals, turning off their heating during winter, living in mould, unsafe conditions, you know, the solution really to that is affordable, purpose-built student accommodation, which is what we're asking for.
In terms of costs and in terms of rental prices going up, give me a sense of what it might have been a couple of years ago and where it's at now.
Yeah, so in 2017 in Cork City, for a single bedroom, it was $399 per month, whereas today, 2024, it's $592 per month. So you're looking at a 48% increase in that time period.
Okay, massive increase. And then there has been some new purpose-built student accommodation blocks come on stream, but they're very expensive.
So at the end of last year, we heard about one of the accommodation providers in Cork charging up to €450 a week for one of their rooms, which really is not affordable for any student. But because of the supply issue, students are in a position where they're having to pay for accommodation that's way out of their price bracket and way out of what they can afford.
The other issue, which I see from looking at some of the Facebook group, they seem to be littered with scams.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we saw earlier this week, Gardaí issued a warning about some rental scams, particularly always affects students, particularly international students, are particularly vulnerable coming to Ireland for the first time. So it's really unsustainable, and we really do need to be looking at long-term solutions here.
And I suppose as well, the universities have a role to play, don't they? Because you can't just ramp up capacity without ramping up purpose-built accommodation as well.
Yeah, of course. But I suppose the funding needs to be there for them to be enabled to take that on.
Katie Halpin-Hill in UCC. In Dublin in the past, Brian, we have heard that, you know, shortages have been so chronic that students have dropped out or students haven't taken up places in the past. I'd imagine it's no different this year.
Exactly. And I said today, Dublin student unions came together. They launched what they called Digs Drive. It's appealing to homeowners to rent spare rooms to students. The campaign highlighted what they say is the persistent failure of universities and policymakers to increase the number of beds available. One of those part of this call was Miranda Bauer. She's president of the University College Dublin Student Union. She says some students are now considering having to drop out of college because they can't find a place in Dublin. This is some of what she told me, beginning with the results of a survey they conducted recently.
Now around 75% of the respondents of our latest survey pay over $750 a month for rent. And also we see that students are getting more and more discontent with the lack of government action in accommodation. So we know that some students are living in attics, some students are living in cars, and some students are living like basically couch surfing. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, those are the ones that get to live in Dublin in those horrible conditions. But we also know a lot of students who have to commute around 4 hours every day just to get to college, which of course is horrific for their student experience. It's horrific for their academic journey.
So today you're putting a call out for more student digs type accommodation.
Yes, exactly. So this is something, again, that we've done last year and the year previous. And it's because we don't see enough action being done by the government, but we see that there's a very increased need in houses and rooms for students. So basically what we're asking is for homeowners who have an extra room to consider renting it to a student for a price that would be affordable for the student, of course. And normally we're asking them to consider 7-day lets and not 5-day lets, because a lot of international students wouldn't be able to rent if it's a 5-day let. It can really impact the student's ability to continue their education if they get a room in a house. We're calling for the government, as we've been calling for multiple years now, to come up with a proper housing strategy that will create purpose-built student accommodation buildings that will accommodate students for a decent price, so that students won't have to work. Basically, some people are working 40 hours a week on top of their studies just to be able to afford their education and their rent.
UCD SU President Miranda Bauer. The Department of Education a while ago set itself targets in relation to increasing student accommodation. How are they doing those targets, Brian?
Well, a new student accommodation strategy is in development. There was a long-term policy approved last year in April. Taoiseach and also the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, announced capital investment of €100 million. This enabled progression. They saved just over 1,000 beds in UCD, DCU and Maynooth. Now, a percentage of those were ring-fenced at below market rates. There have been some recent legislative changes as well. So these changes would mean that students who need accommodation during the summer period, for example, can get an extended lease. They can request one from their landlord. It also put in place some controls around how much students were being required to pay upfront, because we were hearing in previous years they were being asked to pay significant amounts of money upfront, way beyond a month's rent, for example. So this legislative change will help to control that to some extent. And the Department of Further Education says that the availability of appropriate accommodation, they want to ensure it doesn't act as a barrier to accessing higher education. So that's why those legislative changes were brought in.
Brian, thank you very much.